Personal development is a lifelong process, but it doesn't have to take you more than a few minutes to start improving yourself. If you're familiar with the 2-minute rule, you know that any big goal can be broken down into smaller tasks. Some of these small tasks take less than 2 minutes to accomplish, but they are likely to get you moving towards your larger goals and ambitions. Just take 2 minutes out of your day, after you watch this video of course, to complete one of these tasks to improve your overall well-being. Number one is pretty simple. It's drink more water. A glass of water may seem like the smallest of baby steps towards self-improvement, but it's still a step forward. We often neglect the recommendation to drink 8 glasses of water each day. Your body needs water to maintain bodily functions and keep you healthy. Also, dehydration may cause headaches, fatigue, or problems with your skin. And a lot of people are actually dehydrated and they just don't know it. So drinking 8 glasses a day isn't easy if you're not thinking about it. So don't be afraid to congratulate yourself when you've actually achieved 8 glasses a day. I personally keep a full glass of water near my desk at all time, and I'll drink like crazy all day. I drink a bunch of water. The secret is to keep the glass of water full, and you also have to use a pretty large glass of water. It's a psychological trick called the availability bias that makes your brain think, hey, there's a bunch of water there, we should drink some water. A downside of this is that you have to go to the bathroom quite a bit more, but it really makes a substantial difference on your productivity and your energy levels. Number two is to eat whole foods. As a general rule, the fewer the ingredients, the more nourishing the food. If you want to have more energy and feel better throughout the day, swap out some processed meals for whole foods. You can enjoy things like fruits, vegetables, eggs, and nuts, just things that you can actually pronounce. Cut down on chemicals, dyes, and other ingredients that you can't pronounce. I suggest taking a look at your next meal. How many ingredients can you actually identify? If you don't know what you're eating, you're more likely to ingest something that will make you feel sluggish and unproductive throughout the day. I know, this is like one of the most basic, but you can really improve how you feel just by making small changes in what you eat. So let's move on to number three, practice daily gratitude. I know you guys hear this from me a lot, but positivity and gratitude really help to melt away your stress. Even when you feel that you are down, an attitude of gratitude can show you the light and keep you from feeling that you've hit the bottom. With a clear and grateful mind, you will be more likely to move forward. It's been proven time and time again that people that are primed with gratitude are more likely to reach their goals. For some people, gratitude is a difficult thing, but something you can start doing is keeping a small journal next to your bed whenever you go to sleep. And right before you go to bed, write down everything on a single page that you were grateful for that day. As the nights pass, you'll soon have an entire notebook filled up with gratitude. Once you learn the power of the law of attraction, something I talk about in other videos, and the neuroscience of the reticular activating system, something I talk about in psychology of beliefs, you will start to understand how truly important having a positive and grateful mind is for becoming successful. It's actually crazy how many research studies can hold this down. Number four is to pick up a book. I also recommend cutting down on some screen time and opening your mind with a good book. You can always learn something from reading, even if it's just a new vocabulary word. E-readers and Kindles make it easier than ever to carry around the knowledge of the universe while you travel or you curl up on the couch, or even when you're going to the bathroom. Maybe you don't have 2 minutes to read a whole book. Well, take 2 minutes to get some recommendations from your friends and family members. All it takes is a quick click online to queue up some books on your tablet. When the books are waiting for you, you're more likely to actually read them. Again, I do the same thing that I do with the water using the availability bias. I keep lots of books around me, so I'm more tempted to learn from them and actually read them. In fact, right now I have 4 personality textbooks on my desk because right now I'm doing some research for a future personality psychology series on this channel. Leave a comment below if you'd watch that series. Number 5. Is something I've started doing recently, and it's just listen to a TED Talk. Maybe you prefer consuming inspiration with audio. Well, you can hop online on YouTube and learn from great speakers in a variety of different fields. If you don't know what to watch first, watch some TED Talks. If you have a specific subject that you want to learn about, maybe it's psychology, you'll probably be able to find a TED Talk on it. If you're open to anything, you can really explore a whole world's worth of different subjects with TED. From happiness to urban planning to biology, it's actually crazy how many videos they have. I personally have been watching a ton of material on personality psychology. Again, in fact, there's actually a couple colleges and universities out there that literally record their entire lectures of the semester and upload them if you know how to find them. Number 6 is to forgive someone. Now, we've all been a victim of wrongdoing at some point in our lives. We've all made mistakes. Just as you would probably like people to forgive you, we have to work on forgiving other people, even if they haven't directly asked for it. Forgiveness is a small gesture that doesn't just benefit the person who did you wrong. When you let go of a grudge, you also let go of the stress stress, the anxiety, and the other negative feelings that you had that you've been clinging on to for a long time. I recently finished my premium online course titled The Psychology of Beliefs, and after doing some research and coming up with around 2 hours of meaningful content, you start to realize the severe consequences to your mindset if you start to hold grudges. If you want more information on this course, The Psychology of Beliefs, stick around through the end of this video. Number 7 is to join a group of supportive individuals. Now, it might feel hard or difficult to accomplish your dreams alone, and in fact, it probably is. Words of encouragement and additional resources can help you find opportunities and boost your mood and give you more motivation. But where do you find a group that is willing to support your journey? Well, think about the group that you want to join and hop online. Meetup and Facebook are two great sources to find supportive communities and events. Meetup, if you've never heard of it before, allows you to search through different events based on your occupation, your interests, or your community that you identify with. They help you set up meets in your local area. Do you want to meet up with fellow writers in Philadelphia? Maybe real estate investors in Austin? Well, you're likely to find a group that fits your needs on Meetup. And also, Facebook groups are becoming a more popular way to reach out to like-minded people and connect with them. These groups are often run by experts in their field who offer courses and resources, but the groups sometimes are free. You can also search for physical events to attend through these groups. And lastly, in the self-development community, we're really hard on ourselves on always trying to find continual improvement. But number 8 on this list is to congratulate yourself for this growth. So will you plan to take some time today and complete maybe one of these tips that I've suggested? Well, if you do, don't forget to reward yourself. Positive reinforcement will encourage you to keep going and keep growing, even when that reinforcement comes from within. I suggest to take a moment of this day and reflect on the ways that you've improved your overall well-being and plan to complete these actions again tomorrow. The more you consistently contribute to your self-improvement, the faster you and the rest of the world will start to see results. As I end this video, I want to let you know how you could enroll in the Psychology of Beliefs to learn how to get rid of limiting beliefs and conquer your mindset. I was originally going to sell Psychology of Beliefs for $97, and I probably will in a couple months, but if you want to get early access to it for free, I'm giving it away to all of the Practical Growth Academy members right now. Practical Growth Academy is a private mastermind group where we focus on a book each week to learn about and grow on. Each week, there's a new animated book summary and actionable worksheet that goes along with it. That way, we can better remember and apply the principles that we learn when we discuss these books. There's monthly mini courses, journal outlines, and you get access to a premium Discord server with over 300 members. Remember that part about joining an encouraging community? And I want to let you know if you join today, I'll personally send you a $20 Amazon gift card. So you might be wondering, how much does this group cost? Well, if you join today, it's only $17 a month, which is cool because that means your first month is risk-free. There's a lot more that you'll get access to again, including the full Psychology of Beliefs course and all of my previously written ebooks. If you want to learn more, check the link in the description to enroll in this self-development community risk-free today. Thank you guys so much for watching, taking the time to learn from me, and I hope you enjoyed this video.